Boys and girls, children of all ages, let's gather at the corner. The kids' corner, that is. Come on down, let's hustle here. Our guest this morning at the corner is none other than June Sterling. She'll share the love of Jesus and Christ with us this morning. June?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody? I have a really big question for all the kids here and the grown-ups out there, too. Did you ever go to school and you have a really favorite teacher and your teacher's not there and you have a substitute? How does that make you feel when you get a substitute?
Sad.
It does. And you know, I'm a substitute today because a really special lady, Miss Diane, wasn't able to be here today. Sometimes God surprises us with substitutes. We get to expect the unexpected. Why does God do that? Do you like to plan your day? I like to plan my day, and in the grown-up world, we call that being pragmatic. But does God want us always to just plan everything? Does he want us sometimes to be, another big word, spontaneous? In other words, if he throws a surprise at us, are we supposed to be always scared and sad? Sometimes in our families that happens too. We think we're going to have the same mom and dad forever. And sometimes mom and dads, when they fall in love with somebody, they think that's going to be forever too. And sometimes the unexpected happens. But I want to tell you something today. How that God can make those good times too. Even when the unexpected happens and we go to school and we get a substitute, or we get different people in our families that we didn't have before, God wants us to do two things. You know what he wants us to do? He wants us to say, welcome. Do you know that even happens to pastors? They come into a congregation, and maybe some people had a favorite pastor, and now here's a new guy or a new lady. But God wants us to say thank you, and he wants us to say welcome. And yes, he wants us to say hi, Logan, doesn't he? He wants us to say welcome. And now sometimes, if we're sad, like you were talking about, it's kind of hard to say thank you, isn't it? And it's kind of hard to say welcome. But if we can remember that we've been there before, God has let us have surprises before, and sometimes they made us feel sad, but sometimes they were really great. Like, did you ever go to school and you planned to play with your very best friend that day, right? And your very best friend got sick and didn't show up. But there's a new kid, and maybe if you were playing with your very best friend, you might not notice that new kid. Well, maybe the surprise is God wants you to say welcome. So let's try to be thankful, and when we have a surprise, that God throws a surprise in our lives, say thank you, God, for this surprise, and say welcome to the surprise. Now, sometimes if it's hard, we may have to get through the surprise first and then say thank you. But I have a little short story that's kind of a prayer, too, that I'd like to close with that will help us to remember to say thank you and welcome. And then God can make good things happen when we have surprises in our life. And the story goes like this, the prayer. It says, thank you for my family and a safe, warm home. Can you help me with the prayer? Thank you for my family and a safe, warm home. Thank you for the world around me and when it rains, even if that's a surprise and I wanted to play outside. Thank you for my friends and my new friends. Thank you for my family and my new family. And thank you for the games we play and the love we share. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our song of praise is Pass It On, 572 in our hymnal. Children, collect for missions at this time.